You know, I don't know that I was surprised, but maybe the number was a little bigger than I envisioned. That a couple of articles that I read, including Psychiatry Today, says that one North American survey reports that 45% of respondents dread the holiday season, and that people like yourself see a serious increase, uptick of people needing to come and talk about their holidays, their blues, maybe even defining it as depression.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And I think probably the number may be even a little bit higher than that. I've done a little bit of research in anticipation of this conversation, and the number that I saw was 64% of mm-hmm. folks responding said that they have some kind of dip in mood around the holiday season.
It's interesting because, you know, in talking with other doctors in the past about SAD, seasonal affective disorder, that when yep. you look, today is the first full day of winter. Here at this latitude, we get about 9 hours, 33 minutes of daylight. And if it's cloudy or persistent, we don't get that sun in our eyes. This has a big deal on how we feel about ourselves. But even people who recognize seasonal affective disorder say, look, when we talk to people, it's really about money, materialism, unrealistic expectations that are developed yep. During this time
yeah.
of the year.
Yeah, you've nailed some of the biggies. And when I think about seasonal affective disorder, in my brain, that's a whole separate issue from holiday blues.
Yeah,
but they can make each other worse.
Yeah, they create a synergy.
They
create a synergy between the two. You've got, yeah. you're already feeling a little blue, and then there's just two more hands on the back pushing you towards not feeling well.
Exactly.
Now, what about this realistic expectations and money? And when I read a lot of this, I noticed the verbiage was called materialism. What advice have people who do feel a little off on their game this time of the year? I mean, what's your advice on feeling a little better?
Yeah, well, it's never going to be perfect. It's never going to be perfect. So is it fun? Am I having a good time? Are the people I'm around enjoying whatever we're engaged in? It's never going to be perfect. If you set the expectation bar so high, you're always going to be disappointed.
So imagery that we experience or have experienced in tales of Christmas perfection and love have created an unrealistic expectation. So the key here is managing your expectations, but also managing your associations and who you are with during the holidays can have a big impact too.
Yes, there are a lot of have-tos that happen around the holidays. So it's really important to include some want-tos. Who are the people that I want to spend time with? What are the activities that I want to do in addition to the have-tos?
You know, because, and I probably shouldn't talk about this on the air because it's private. But under the circumstances, you know, I've found that as time goes by, I've had to learn how to manage myself instead of yep. medicate myself.
Yep.
Right? I had chosen various forms of medication, we'll call it, over the years, and people do. Saw a guy in a parking lot the other day, says, you know, saw me and said, you know, I'm never here buying a fifth of liquor. But I do when the holidays are here, and I keep it in my bedroom, and whenever I find things are getting on top of me, I go in the back and I take a slug off the bottle.
Yeah.
All right? But when I read more and more about this, it seems that if you control some of your associations, particularly with drama or people who are very negative during this time, even though sometimes we're in a forced relationship with those because they're members of our family, that this is a major component, and I didn't realize that. But on the mm-hmm. other hand, I do realize that once I've shed some people who were not good for my life, I suddenly yeah. became happier.
Yep. All true.
Somebody's wondering why I haven't called them. Somebody's wondering why I haven't called them in 2 years, and now they suddenly know I probably shouldn't have said that.
It's all right.
All right. So what do you suggest? I mean, how do you just manage your people, manage your materialism, manage your expectations? Is there any other guidance you've got for us?
Well, the way overused self-care term. Am I getting some sleep? Am I doing some exercise? Am I moderating my food, my alcohol, my money, and my expectations?
Yeah. And it's interesting because one of the articles that I read about this said, you know, a lot of people suddenly report they're a lot happy when they set a limit on their spending and they observe it. Because because it's interesting, and I've done a lot of reading about this lately, that I can have everything in the world right in front of me today to make me happy, okay? But if I think my expectation for the future is to be unhappy, then I'm going to be miserable now because of what I think of the future.
Yes. How we talk to ourselves inside our head has a big, big, big impact on how we feel.
And it happens every single day.
Yeah.
We have an ongoing dialogue within our head, and if you listen to the voices, sometimes they're going, oh, no, you don't want to go there. Instead of going, look, it's a great time, there's going to be people there I like, and this is what I'm going to do to make sure I'm happy. Because this was a thing that I really was surprised by, that people feel that they are victimized by this holiday.
Wow. I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, they use the word victim and when they describe themselves.
That's very interesting to me.
Yeah, well, I think it's because we're, you know, like maybe you're drugged to an event you don't want to necessarily go to be people you don't necessarily want to be with. And
well,
so,
yeah, and when you're talking about victim, there's a big power component to that. They feel powerless.
Yes.
They've handed over power, or they've perceived that power's been taken away from them in some form or fashion.
You know, there are incidences, by the way, in the more darker end of this spectrum where people have some very dark thoughts. And you know, one of the first items, I guess it was my responsibility to start this way, is, you know, if you're feeling this way and it's uncontrollable, you feel you're coming out, go see somebody. Go call somebody.
Sure. Absolutely. And we can even go one step more serious. If you're afraid that you're so low that you're going to hurt yourself, get yourself to the nearest emergency room.
Did you know, I assume you do because your background here in working with Southern Illinois Psychiatry, talking to Jody Kennedy, that it doesn't seem a single day passes by when I'm doing research for the next day that I do not see an article about loneliness and how it affects our happiness, how it affects our life expectancy, that we are a social animal. And without that component, you're not well.
Absolutely. That is absolutely correct. We are social beings. Connection with other people is necessary to survival.
And so what you and I have come up with today is you need people. Be selective in the tribe that you're choosing to be in if you can. Family can break some of those borders. And especially, I've read a couple of articles this week about fractured families. Now, we stepbrothers who were former stepfathers that were, you know, had stepdaughters who now they don't see them, so they feel abandoned, that we have a different family spectrum and connection now. And people are learning how to manage that. You know, step half-brothers that were twice removed, but I still love them. I know a lot of people they divorced, you know, but the father and mother-in-law like them more than they do their own kid. You know, I mean, you see stuff like that. I guess, man, I don't want to be the guy that's in charge of trying to figure out how to handle that one.
Yeah, that's a complicated tapestry.
So I guess the best thing is if you're feeling, you know, a certain down, liquor, by the way, is not a big helper.
No, it's not. it's not. It's a depressant. It's going to make the depressed feelings worse.
The other item,
it's the holiday season. People are celebrating. Alcohol is a part of it. Moderation.
You know, there's one particular portion that I find of the holidays that I find personally disturbing. Mm-hmm. And that is when I get to New Year's and I think about the people I've lost this year, and I have a tendency to find that that does shake me up quite a bit.
Yeah. Holidays are big grief triggers.
Rumination, I believe, was the term I saw, that we ruminate, which I thought is what cows did to their food in their first stomach. but we bring it up and we chew on it some more and we think about what we've lost and we can, well, this comes back to you, the voices in our own head, the internal dialogue comes through this, I've lost this person, you know, and the human brain likes stasis, it doesn't like change.
Yep. Yeah, all true.
Jody Kennedy, Southern Illinois Psychiatry. So as I said, if you're feeling a little blue this holiday, there's a lot of people out there that are willing to help, but you have to initiate. And Jody, thanks for coming joining us this morning, and Merry Christmas, too.
Thanks so much, Tom. Thanks for having me.